I found out I was HIV positive, basically, and right then and there, the VA thought I was going to commit suicide. So they put me in a mental institution due to thinking that I wouldn't be able to handle that, you know, that shocking news. But I've been through a lot already in life, so having HIV did not bother me at all because I've been shot, stabbed, chopped in the head with an axe. So I've been through some things. And I tried to put my hand on, or my finger on, what caused this. And I realized that I was with a female relationship I had in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then one year I went back to visit to see if she was still around and found out she died. And I did not put two to two together. You know what I'm saying? So it was like years later that this disease came about. And I've been going through some things mentally with this, ups and downs. It caused cancer. I've been diagnosed twice with cancer, beat them both times, but you know, I'm having issues with my knees, you know, bone structures and things of that sort of nature. But you know, I just keep pressing on, you know, one day at a time, you know what I'm saying? I really don't like talking about this issue. This is very hard for me to do it, you know what I mean? But I press on, you know, one day at a time.